The news in touch with your world, I'm Joska Himan. Good afternoon. Another two Eastern Cape fishermen bodies found and the Hawu strike has ended. The bodies of another two of the eight fishermen missing after their chocker boat, the Maridon, capsized in heavy season off Cape St. Francis on Sunday, have been found. Police Sergeant Majola Nkoli says the body of 39-year-old Jeffreys Bay local Sile Dlamini was found yesterday by members of the public at Keeney Bay near Sea View. A police helicopter later spotted the body of another fisherman washed up at nearby Beach View. Sergeant Nkoli named the deceased as 40-year-old Mbelisi Nkayana, also from Jeffreys. The body of Jeffreys Bay crewman, 43-year-old Mbugeni Givsulu, was found floating in the sea near Blue Horizon Bay west of Port Elizabeth on Wednesday. Seven of the Maridon's crew of 16 survived, while the bodies of five fishermen remain unaccounted for. The National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union has ended its strike at the Agriculture Research Council. The strike came to an end after both parties signed a wage settlement agreement on Wednesday. Both parties agreed to an adjustment of 6%, dated back with an effect from April the 1st this year. The duration of the agreement is a single term from the 1st of April until March the 31st, 2018. Part of the agreement is that the ARC will pay the increase together with the back pay on and before the August the 15th. Nahau spokesperson Kaya Gaba says, however, that there are some outstanding matters that need to be addressed.
The outstanding issues would be the issue of financial mismanagement that wants to be investigated. And the ARC has agreed and committed itself that it will investigate the issue of financial mismanagement. Because if it's not investigated, it has a potential of ensuring that workers don't get the 6% that was just won, and that at the end, of course, there'll be a retrenchment.
The Department of Home Affairs is looking for ways in which it can generate revenue as it looks to reposition the current mandate. The department is currently on a roadshow and has been engaging key stakeholders and policy in order to find better ways to serve South African citizens in an ever-changing world. Home Affairs Deputy Director General Tulani Mvuso told stakeholders that the department would like to help contribute to the country's economy during the stakeholder engagement in Bloemfontein on Thursday.
As in Home Affairs, we have now become an IT shop more than a department, because if you're an IT shop, you need all those systems to be able to deliver. What we view as passports and all that, it's actually byproducts of the IT business that we are doing. So that's why we want to invest in that. And for us to be able to invest in that, we need to generate money to put back into the system.
In your weather for today, Free State fine weather and cool. Northern Cape, clear skies and cool to warm temperatures. And Northwest, clear skies and cool to warm. And now for your financial indicators. A dollar costs R12.97, a pound R16.85 and a euro R15.12. Your top story this hour, the bodies of another two of the eight fishermen missing after their chocker boat, the Maridon, capsized in heavy season off Cape St. Francis on Sunday, have been found. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.